you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Buffalo Plus podcast. Please make sure to like, comment, download, subscribe, whatever else you want to do to listen to Buffalo Plus. Rate, you got to rate us. Give us a nice high rating. Mike Catalano, along with Dan Fates, post-game after the Bills' victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dan, what did we talk about this week? Where are the big plays for the Bills? I think we found them.
Yeah, it was at nauseam that we were wondering this offense, you know, no explosive plays, no big chunk plays. That, you know, they've had long drives, but we both said that's not sustainable. They had drives tonight of one play, of three plays, of two plays. That is what we want to see.
Let's go about that first play. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Dan's on the field shooting the game with his camera. Now let's start with this. Key things. There were three keys to that touchdown. Josh Allen's poise in the pocket.
Yep.
Gabriel Davis's speed and his ability to get free on the third down, and Dan's ability to know to be in front of the play.
Yep.
Understanding that he had so much faith in Josh Allen, you didn't go behind Josh Allen
nope.
like the other guys. You went in front of him. You said, Josh, throw it. I'll be there when Gabe runs in the end zone.
Because that when you shoot a game and you're thinking in your head, like, the play that you can't miss. Like, unfortunately, I missed Kyer Elam's interception.
No, we don't care about
correct.
That. Correct. Yeah.
But I'd always be kicking myself if you went, man, you missed the 98-yard touchdown because he's running away from you. So you take the gamble, and as soon as the ball's in the air, it's so funny. When you're watching it through the lens, you just see the ball, but you hear the crowd. So I have no idea what the coverage is. I have no idea if they're open or not, but you just hear the roar of the crowd, much like Josh Allen, who said he was hit as he was letting it go, so he didn't know where it was, didn't know if it was caught. So Josh and I both had the same vantage point of the ball's in the air, and Gabe runs under it.
So Josh was on one side. You were 100 yards plus
yes.
in the other direction, and he makes that play. And you know, look, the Bills are much better than the Steelers. They were going to win this game, but it's early in the game.
Yep.
We did get a chance to see the opening kickoff.
Tywan Jones.
Which I said is his first and last kick return of the season.
Yep.
And I don't know, Tywan, known for his special teams, not known for his return ability. Fumbled it, messed around. Next thing you know, they're at the, you know,
two yard
line. Now it's third down. So when I say they were going to win the game anyhow, they're the better team. But it was early, and the Steelers had a little life. They had the Bills third and long.
Agreed.
And they need that play. And you got Gabe coming back. Look, he played, but Gabe wasn't healthy. And you got Josh Allen, who had to struggle through everything to score 20 points plus in the last couple of games. What'd they have? 17 and 23
yeah.
or whatever the numbers were.
Yep.
Everything was pulling teeth.
Yep.
And then what's he do? It hits 98 yards. It ties the record. You know, the old Fitz to T.O. 98-yarder
yep.
in Jacksonville that, you know, whatever, in those ugly uniforms that they got that one. But this was a great play. And it really was just the start of what they were going to do.
Yeah, and going back to it, too, I can't – we said there were a few reasons on the podcast, and we did it on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, was the fact of where – why was – the lack of plays, you know, trying to find the explanations. One of them we said was injuries, specifically to Gabe Davis,
yep.
because he was one of the guys that we saw when healthy in LA was a guy that was the explosive plays, the big plays down the field. And look, Gabe is as tough as they come as a wide receiver. But watching him at practice the last 2 weeks, you could tell he just wasn't himself. Sean McDermott said that his best football was in front of him, that he was gutting it out. He said it's easier not to try and play through an ankle injury. He said it was hard for him to do it. And for him to bounce back this week, I had bet on Uncle Dan's best bets. I said, I think Gabe Davis has a big week because he's the best that he has looked at practice this week. Josh Allen said on Saturday's walkthrough, he had a bounce in his step and he thought, all right, he's back. So that set the stage because, Mike, I'm with you. Taiwan fumbles that ball, kicks it around, sitting there on the field going, boy, this is the – it's hard to dream up or, you know, imagine a worse start for two plays.
Yeah.
And then Gabe.
Yeah, they get the touchdown. Then they kick to the Steelers who proceed to, like, mess up the kickoff. The Bills ended up giving that one back. But the game was still a game. You know, the Steelers drove down. They got a field goal. We'll talk about Kenny Pickett in a moment. But it's 13-3, and then they explode again.
Yep.
Now, that second Gabe touchdown, it was a good throw by Josh.
Yeah.
It was a great, physical, dominating play by Gabe.
That's what we've always wanted to see is like I said, he goes up with his right hand over his shoulder to kind of corral the ball, and he kind of corrals it into Minka Fitzpatrick's arms, and then he just says, I'll take it back. I just want that back. So just a grown man touchdown, as I would call it, just taking the ball away from the little kid. But again, it's another one of those plays.
And hold on, this is against Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, this is a one of the top safeties in the league, and he makes that play, and then he just, you know, that's one of those you're going to see back over and over again.
Yeah.
And that was, but that was the short one. That was only 62 yards.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that was like the long one to Diggs against the Titans was another one where I could kind of see Gabe running through my camera. And when Josh went to let it go, I was like, oh, I know he's in the middle of the field because that's where I saw Gabe cutting to. And again, another, it took me a replay to see, I don't think in full speed you appreciate the level of difficulty that play requires. And it's another time where Josh just says, I've got so much trust in 13. Look, it is on Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, you do have to be able to say, hey, Gabe, go make a play. And again, great effort by Gabe, but trusting that throw and to give your guy a chance goes all to Josh Allen, who was, Mike, phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was phenomenal, and I got a little grief from people. I tweeted out at one moment, I said, Josh made that great throw, but then he missed Diggs wide open in the end zone.
Yep.
And then he underthrew Gabe, and it was picked off, and he had two passes batted down. So that's why the game was only 13-3.
Yeah.
And then I quote tweeted myself and said, and then this throw to Gabe. And then he got rolling.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, at that moment when he had the long play and then not a lot going right, and then all of a sudden he's going again, and he throws for 3 and change in the first half. And remember when he couldn't throw for 300 in a game?
Yeah. And he said that he missed some throws, like you were saying.
He did, yeah.
He was asked after the game by a reporter, you know, what does it feel like when you throw for 300 yards in the first half? He's like, nah, I was kicking myself. It's like, that is where, like, you guys think, Mike, to your point, and it's kind of funny that you say, like, anytime you go to criticize Josh, sometimes the mob comes for you to say, like, you can't, that wasn't his fault. That was, that, you know, that was a drop by this person or that person ran the wrong route. Josh can criticize himself, so can we.
Yeah.
Because
and here's the thing about it is, he's going to say that. We're saying it because I'd say to Bills fans, your quarterback is that good.
Yep.
So it is nitpicking. It's like,
correct,
you expect greatness out of Josh every week, and when he's not great, he still has moments of greatness.
Yep.
It's rare when the guy is, you know, like I guess you'd say Jacksonville last year. That's a rarity.
Correct.
He just wasn't Josh in that game. Other than that,
in Baltimore, not a great first half, and then took over in the second.
This is what I'm saying is, in today and for this game, you're looking at it going, yeah, he had a couple of little misses, and then he gets going, then he gets Diggs going.
Yep.
And Diggs is, you know, after he had missed him before, Diggs caught everything from that moment on. And the other guy, and I think this is big long term, is Khalil Shakur.
Shakur.
That's the way he likes it pronounced.
Okay.
It's the way they were pronouncing it in the PA in the press box.
Okay.
Even though it looks like Shakir, he likes Shakur. So that's what we were told. So I don't even know what they said on the broadcast. By the way, speaking of the broadcast, I only saw glimpses of it. What the heck's with Romo's brown shirt and a tie? Seriously, Tony. Is that his style?
Brown, he went brown undershirt?
Brown
dress shirt?
Dress shirt. Seriously.
Put a hoodie on.
Anyhow, I didn't hear what Nance was saying, friends, but I did see that shirt and I had to comment on it. But my point is, getting this kid going,
yeah,
you're going to get McKenzie back. I say that then now, and Knox will come back.
Yep.
So I'm going to say, weapon-wise, it's starting to come back around. But Gabe, I think, honestly, Gabe is the key to the whole thing offensively with the pass catcher.
I absolutely agree. Because before this game, before every game, it seems like recently, we have said that opposing defenses just need to take away Diggs. Like that's your game plan. Like, if you're the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, you're coming in here saying, let somebody else beat us.
Because they did.
And Gabe Davis was the one this week who had been kind of quiet. Look, Gabe will be the first one to say that it's been frustrating with his ankle and all of those things. But then you're also missing Isaiah McKenzie and Jamison Crowder, your two guys that are mainly in your slot, and Dawson Knox, who's been a nice safety blanket in the middle of the field. So there is that void, and Khalil comes in, and we did a story on him at training camp. He catches the ball different.
Yeah.
Like he's not this explosive, twitchy wide receiver. It seems like he's playing it at half speed.
He's smooth.
So smooth. And Robert Woods smooth.
Yeah, and I think his game will evolve. Danny had a drop.
He had a drop called the tragic. He said it was tragic.
It was a bad drop.
It was a bad drop. He said he was feeling himself after some of the other ones. Thought he could turn up field a little too early or a little quick. He got to catch the ball first, son. But it, for him to bounce back, and again, the impact that Gabe Davis had looking back to his rookie year in 2020, he had some big moments. You always go back to the Colts game in the playoffs where he made those catches along the sidelines, but he was always that guy that would pop up when asked. He was the guy that wasn't asked to do a lot, didn't get a ton of opportunities, but always made the most of them. I think Khalil can have that similar impact this season.
Yeah.
Being a guy that may not get 10 targets a game, but when he gets his three, he makes the most of them, and he's sure-handed.
What did Daboll used to tell us about Gabe?
Always ready.
And I could put him anywhere.
Yep.
He can play on the outside.
Yep.
He can play, and this was as a rookie. So when you see Shakur, when he's ready to go, wherever they need him, I asked him, I said, did it feel different this week because you knew? And he's like, no. But then I asked him, because when you talked to him this week, he said to you, I'm the quietest guy in the receiver room. So I said, are you going to be a little louder this week? And he's like, no. Of course, he's got Diggs right next to him.
Yeah.
And he just laughs because he's with Diggs, because Diggs is a little wacky.
He said, and just the fact that he's, it was the same thing he said to me when we were just talking in the locker room after practice on Wednesday. But he goes, this is just who I am. Like, I'm laid back, calm, cool. That's just who I am. And Mike, you dream of your first NFL touchdown, and you have an idea of what it's going to be like.
Right.
And you mess it up.
What are you going to do? The first thing you think is, I just caught an NFL football for a touchdown. So what am I going to do with the ball?
Never let it leave my sight.
But he did. Now, who came to his rescue?
The vet.
The quarterback.
The quarterback. That's a captain move.
Allen got the ball. And said, like, what are you doing, pal?
That's, you know, in hockey, you always get the first goal. You get the puck.
Yeah.
You don't go and get the puck. The captain on the ice does.
They bring it to you.
They bring it to you, and that's exactly what Josh did.
Right.
To him, gave him ball back. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, sorry. Totally forgot.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully for his sake, he has a lot more in his career.
Yeah.
But the first one was pretty good. Now, Dan, I looked at the stats. I thought the run game was dominant.
Don't do this.
Honestly, the run game was...
The running game.
It's nice to see little moments. I am saying I'm happy for James Cook. He got a nice run. He needs some success.
Yes.
It was, I won't say totally meaningless. He needs to get in the end zone. It's close to meaningless.
Yeah, okay.
My point is he needs some success. I think they're going to use him as the season goes on. It may be just in brief moments.
Yeah.
And they have plans for this guy. I think there is zero question in my mind that Devin Singletary is the back of this team. And maybe they eventually get Cook in there. They're not a running team. Today, when you throw for 300 and some yards in the first half, I think you pretty much know that.
Yep.
And Singletary was fine, and it was fine. The numbers will be a little inflated because they started running, and, like, I believe you tweeted. You preemptively tweeted.
I got ahead of it.
To tell people, don't keep telling me about the running game. It doesn't matter.
It was 52 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
And
Josh had a chunk of those.
Yeah, I think he had a 23-yard run. And the game was over at halftime.
Yeah, it was over.
And, like, I think we had talked about this during the Titans game, or maybe on our way home from that game. We had talked about how coaches never want to embarrass opposing teams. There's always that level of respect, right? And we had said that it was very rarely do you see a team pull their starters before the fourth quarter. It's kind of insulting to say, we'll give you guys 20 minutes against our backups and we're still not worried. The Bills now have done that twice in five games.
Yeah, Josh played into the fourth.
Yeah, the final drive, yeah.
And he went over the 400 yards, and then they got him out. And look, Tomlin's, you know, we all know he was a teammate of McDermott's.
Wait, what?
Right, in college.
Get out of here.
Was a wrestler, too.
Get out of here.
If you knew that. But I will say this about Tomlin. Hey, Mike, step it up a little bit. I think Tomlin's been an awesome coach. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. But, dude, you cannot be kicking field goals at 24-3 and 31-3. What are you telling your team? You're trying field goals, and then your kicker must have looked at you and said, that's a terrible call, coach, so I'm going to miss the field goal. It was embarrassing for the Steelers. Let Kenny Pickett throw it. I got to say this. I liked Kenny Pickett. If it's possible to like the quarterback who lost 38-3.
I agree.
I liked the way he moved. I liked the way he threw the ball. He has some weapons on that team. Those guys made some nice catches.
George Pickens is going to be a monster
in
this
league. He's a beast. I'm telling you, the Steelers, if I'm the Steelers, I think rebuild. Get it in your head. I move on from some guys. You got to get T.J. Watts even more extended before he's going to be back. I get all that part, but Kenny Pickett showed me a lot for a guy who lost the game 38-3.
I agree.
He never looked rookie-ish to me in the game at all. So, but Mike Tomlin, I mean, I don't get that at all.
No. Nope.
First of all, are you practicing field goals? I'd rather see how my quarterback handles a fourth and five.
Correct.
Than that. So I don't know what the deal was with that, but that team was shot at halftime.
So Mike Tomlin after the game had pretty much had a quote that they got dominated in all facets of the game.
Yeah.
Some that was something along the lines of his quote.
Including coaching.
Yeah, and going back to Tennessee in that game, where Vrabel said after the game, we got our asses kicked.
Yep.
Those are two physical teams.
Yep.
Physical, hard-nosed coaches in Tomlin and Vrabel, Titans, offense, running game. I think people always tend to think that to kick somebody's ass in football, you have to run it down their throat. And I think this Bills team can kick your ass, but they can do it with just Josh Allen and their weapons.
Yeah, well, you know, Vaughn likes to talk about not blinking, and he said after the game, whether we're up, we're down 17, we're up 17, the mindset is to dominate. And I think all those guys go into the game. Look at the guys who played well today. Like Tyrell Dodson.
Phenomenal.
Great for him. You notice a guy, he's always on teams and always doing things. Man, you plug him in there and he's flying around on the field. And I'm telling you, I am becoming a big Hamlin fan.
Yep.
I think that kid has ability. He's got something extra in him. There's something extra in him. And keep in mind, we're not that far off from getting Benford back. Not that far off from getting Trey White back.
Yep.
You know, Poyer should be back this week, I would think. I don't know for sure. It's ribs. You never know. But we'll see. But, like, Ed Oliver was back. Like, this defense has that. And, by the way, they've still only given up 7 points in the second half in the entire season. So I'm with you on that. They take the will of the other team away. Because
in different ways.
Because your offense just bludgeons them.
Yep.
And then the defense is like, well, we're not giving anything up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've got Stephon Diggs skipping down the field. You've got Josh Allen smiling, throwing bombs over your head. Like, and we talked about it on the Buffalo Plus podcast or on the YouTube channel. We recapped right after the game. the defense played mean. Like that was the edge. Like, again, getting Ed Oliver back, getting Jordan Phillips back, hopefully, you know, I think Jordan re-aggravated his hamstring a little bit, but the fact is that those guys provide that physicality, and then the scheming is so well done between, again, you don't need to be Ray Lewis taking off guys' heads, but, like, you need to play with a little bit of a sense of toughness there. But, again, I don't think that – I know Sean McDermott wants to be this team and to win both lines of scrimmage. I get all of that. But you can be tough and throw the football.
You can. And, look, you do want to win the line of scrimmage, and I think it helps you. But it's – this team, again, will just manhandle you in a different way.
Yes.
They can. Now, again – it won't work every week. There is going to be times. And I'm really looking. We got some time. We'll be talking about this week. I am really looking forward to this matchup with the Chiefs. Good news for the, you know, Chiefs on a short week. That helps. It's a day. They're playing Monday night. And let's see where they are coming into the game. But I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Kansas City's, I don't know, as we're recording this, we don't know how they're going to play on Monday night.
Yeah.
But that offense can still really fly. Mahomes is playing great. This is... right now, coming into it, let's see how Mahomes plays Monday night. To me, these are your MVP favorites playing in the game. It's got to be, right? I mean, Allen's coming off 400 yards.
Yeah.
Lamar, still there, but he's taking a little step back because the Bills beat him and all. And I, you know, Jalen Hurts having a really good year. But it's got to be Josh and Mahomes right now, right?
I think MVPs. Mahomes, especially what he did last Sunday night, just toying with a really good Bucs defense by all accounts.
Right.
Again, we have talked so much about Josh Allen this, you know, during this offseason. I feel like we've forgotten a little bit about Mahomes, and he's still really, really good.
Yeah, and no Tyreek Hill, so it's done a little differently.
A little differently, yeah.
What I've seen of him up to this point, he looks like a better quarterback.
I agree.
They're not as explosive without Hill, and here we are talking about Bill's explosive plays. They're not as explosive.
Yeah.
But they may be more balanced, more all around in the passing game. So let's see how that maps itself out. I mean, the Bills last year won in Kansas City and should have won in Kansas City. So we'll see where the game goes.
And the other thing, too, I want to give credit, and I think it's somebody that it was another factor of where we wanted to see and where those explosive plays were, was I think Dorsey did a good job today of adjusting.
Yes.
So originally it was a lot of quick screens to Singletary on the outside and digs, and it really wasn't going anywhere. And I think the Steelers said, hey, they can't take the top off us, so we'll just, we'll jam you at the line. And then they got big plays. The play to Quentin Morris was really nice on third down, like to open him up. I just thought the scheming and the mindset going into this game was a big improvement, another feather in Ken Dorsey's cap.
Well, and Sean McDermott said it, and he usually doesn't give this away, but he was asked, like, that play when they went deep to Gabe for the first touchdown, and the play that Dorsey called, I thought
phenomenal.
Was outstanding. He said,
Throw the touchdown.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
He
learned that from Brian Daboll. Just want to get that in there. The 4-1 Brian Daboll.
Yeah, how about that?
The fighting Brian Daboll.
I saw his fat face. By the way, before anybody thinks anything, you remember John Feliciano used to say, I love seeing Daboll's fat face on a FaceTime call. Him running off the field in London. How many pints did – oh, no, you're not allowed to have booze on the plane, NFL teams. I don't think so. Might have had a pint or two before they took off.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe had a pint or two on Saturday night in London.
That is a guy to show, again, I know you've said it before, coaching matters in the NFL.
Yeah.
Coaching matters. I don't think Leslie Frazier is getting enough credit for what he's done with this Bills defense that has just been
best job so far because of all the
unbelievable
changes.
Unbelievable job.
By the way, that other nice change, we can give Brandon Bean credit for it because that Von Miller got another sack today.
He's not bad. And he was wearing a
Brandon Bean shirt. Yeah.
Brandon Bean
the
shirt.
The guy who gave you that big old check.
Yeah. And on the back was Allen, Diggs, and Von. Imagine wearing a shirt with your face on it. Last week he was wearing an outfit from Beyonce. This week he wears a shirt that's just him.
That would be the equivalent of, say we were on television and we were going to have a picture of ourselves right next to us. Like, how bad do you have to be to be on TV with a picture of yourself right
behind
next to you doing something? Maybe doing something out in the field somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like, you got to be bad to do that. None of us would do that.
Never.
I don't think so.
Never.
I don't think so. Anyhow. All right. We're going to take a break here. Hope you're enjoying this. Remember, there's a Buffalo Plus channel on YouTube, content all week. We're hearing from people from Kansas City to get us ready. Maybe a special guest. We'll be letting you know about that. And we'll have another podcast to prep you for the Kansas City game here on Buffalo Plus. Make sure you get a chance to listen.
Yeah, you and I will be up Wednesday, and then we'll head up to Kansas City, get some barbecue. Weekend.
It's going
to
be
slaps.
Fun. Slaps. We're back at Slaps.
Oh, wait, quick recap. How was your food in the press
box? Meal upstairs. They went with this, like, beef sandwich. One of the guys was asking me if this was a cheesesteak. I'm like, no, it's not a cheesesteak.
Are you from
Pittsburgh.
Philly?
It's, yes. And it wasn't. Then they had what appeared to be these little pierogies. I don't know what they were. And they had wings. But I got to tell you, I like wings. I don't want sloppy wings.
Yeah, I don't want wings
dressed
for
the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that. Temperature was nice. No wind in the press box. I had salad, all that kind of stuff. For you, down on the field?
The worst sandwich I've had so far this season.
Was it crusted in ice from the freezer?
I think it was, and that had melted. So I had put the mayo and mustard on one piece of bread, and I went to go flip it over, and it was completely soggy. So I went just one piece of bread for a sandwich.
Wow.
I ate it like an open-faced sandwich.
Wow. We gotta make a Wegman stop the next time or figure something out. Or maybe Renee's got to pack you a lunch to go to the game next time because...
Not great.
They really... I got to say, Bills, the press box is nice. You guys should come up sometime.
Yeah, it'd be something.
They got coffee.
Yeah.
They got candy. It's nice and warm in there.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see in Kansas City. Kansas City tries to do, like, barbecue in the press box.
Again, no, they good spread.
I don't want to eat barbecue during the game.
Yeah. No, they have a nice spread for...
For the photographer?
Yeah.
Well, that's awful nice of them.
Like a sub tray.
All right. Maybe we'll bring the leftovers of barbecue for you down on the field for this week. All right. Again, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening. Make sure, give us a rating. Make a comment. Make sure you download this. Set your downloads. You want this every week, and it'll be ready for you when you get up the morning after the game. All right. So thanks for being with us. For Jenna Cottrell and Dan Fates, I'm Mike Catalano. We'll see you next time on Buffalo Plus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.